Chapter 7. Surprising News. One day, after Miss Crawley had returned home to Park Lane, she became ill, and her doctors ordered her to stay in bed. After his aunt wrote to him about her illness, Rawdon left his barracks and went to visit her. Miss Briggs, his aunt's personal companion, was in the kitchen crying.
"Oh, Captain Rawdon, I'm happy to see you, sir," she said. "I'm so worried about Miss Crawley."
Just then, Becky entered the room.
"My dear Rawdon, how kind of you to come and visit your aunt," she said.
"Becky, why are you here?"
Rawdon asked, surprised.
"Miss Crawley told Sir Pitt that she wanted me to take care of her," explained Becky, "and your father very kindly agreed to let me come."
She took Rawdon's hand and went with him into the dining room, where they could talk alone. The two young people stayed alone for a long time that day, and every day after that. 3 months later, just as Miss Crawley was almost completely well again, Sir Pitt's wife, Lady Crawley, died. The day after Lady Crawley's death, Becky was looking out of the window of Miss Crawley's bedroom when she saw Sir Pitt approaching the house.
"Your brother's here," said Becky. "Oh, my dear, I simply can't see him today. Just tell him that I'm sleeping," said Miss Crawley.
Becky went downstairs, where Sir Pitt was waiting in the entrance hall, and gave him his sister's message.
"That's fine, because I wanted to see you," Sir Pitt said. "Come with me into the living room."
Sir Pitt looked at her with a strange, serious expression on his face. And before Becky had even sat down, he said,
"I want you to come back to Queen's Crawley. You've already been here for 3 months, Becky. My daughters need you. My sister will throw you away like an old shoe when she is tired of you. I want you to come back with me to Queen's Crawley tomorrow," Sir Pitt shouted. "I can't manage without you. The house doesn't feel right. All my accounts are confused again. Come back, dear Becky."
"Come as what, sir?" Becky asked in a very quiet voice.
"Come as my wife, if you like," Sir Pitt said. "You're fit for it. You've got more brains in your head than any baronet's wife in Hampshire. I'm an old man, but I'll make you happy. You can do what you like and spend as much money as you want. Will you marry me?"
Miss Briggs, who had been listening at the door, ran upstairs immediately to tell Miss Crawley what she had heard. Becky began to cry some of the most genuine tears that had ever fallen from her eyes.
"Oh, Sir Pitt," she said. "Oh, sir, I'm married already."
Sir Pitt looked very surprised, but just at that moment his sister entered the room. She had run downstairs the moment she had heard about Sir Pitt's offer of marriage to Becky.
"Briggs told me that you asked Miss Sharp to marry you," she said to her brother. "I've thanked Sir Pitt, ma'am," Becky said before Sir Pitt could answer, "and I've told him that I can't marry him." "You refused?"
Miss Crawley said, very confused. She couldn't understand why a poor governess would refuse to marry a rich baronet.
"Why did she refuse you?"
Miss Crawley asked her brother. Sir Pitt just smiled at his sister and put on his hat. He admired Becky's character and was enjoying his sister's confusion.
"Even though you won't marry me, you're a good little woman, Becky," he said.
Sir Pitt then left and Becky went to her room, refusing to answer Miss Crawley's questions. The next morning, Becky didn't bring Miss Crawley the newspaper as she usually did. When Miss Briggs looked for her, she found an envelope with her name on it on Becky's bed. She opened it and read the letter inside.
"Dear Miss Briggs, I am writing this to you because I believe that you will know how to tell my news gently to Miss Crawley. I was secretly married a few weeks ago. That is why I refused Sir Pitt's offer of marriage yesterday. My husband is Captain Rawdon Crawley. Rawdon and I know that Miss Crawley hoped he would marry a rich woman. However, Rawdon loves me, even though I am only a poor governess. I pray that Sir Pitt and Miss Crawley will understand. Becky. Miss Briggs immediately took the letter to Miss Crawley, who read it and screamed,
"Rawdon married a nobody! A governess!"
Then she fainted and had to be put to bed at once. She recovered in time to tell her brother the news when he came to visit her later that morning. Sir Pitt was very angry. Knowing that the Crawley family would probably not react well to the news of their marriage, Becky and Rawdon sat and talked about their future.
"Suppose the old lady doesn't forgive us," said Rawdon. "Suppose she hates this idea so much that she doesn't leave me her money. Then I'll make you rich," Becky said. "You can do anything," Rawdon said, kissing her hand. "Do you want to go out for dinner tonight?"